One of the things you're looking at the moment is how to keep girls within sport, because it tends to be girls in secondary school, a lot of them drop out. They start at the beginning, they do their ballet and their hockey and their netball, but when they get older, about 14, they tend to drift away from sport. Why is that, do you think?
Well, there's lots of reasons. I think some of it is that when girls become teenagers, they're less keen to be seen to be competitive. And there's, you know, they're changing their body and, you know, things like communal sort of change rooms and showers are just vile for anybody, actually. But imagine you're 14, they're painful. Yeah. And some of it is the way that sport's taught in school. And then some of it, if you've got a mum who's had a bad experience of sport, then you're not likely to encourage your daughter in the same way. And I do a lot of work with the Women's Sport and Fitness Foundation, and we found out mums are actually far more likely to take their boys to sports clubs than their daughters. Yes. So it just sort of perpetuates itself. We've got to break that, because 80% of women in the UK don't do enough physical activity to be healthy. And that's really worrying for, you know, the cost of the NHS. You know, now women's pension ages are going up. Women are going to have to work longer. They need to be fitter and healthier. So we kind of need to break that pattern.
How do you do it, though?
Now that's the thing. I mean, one of the things that we found is actually, if you put hair dryers in girls' changing rooms in the schools, mm-hmm. they're much more likely to do sport, because then they'll have a shower, they'll dry their hair, and it's such a simple thing. But, you know, if you imagine walking around school with horrible, manky, wet hair, you're not yes. going to do it. And it's little things which actually affect change.
It ruined my life at prep school, I have to say. Are there some sports that it's easier to get girls interested in than others, Tony?
Well, I think that there are. I think, you know, girls are kind of very happy to do dance and ballet, and I think girls are generally much happier to do sort of collaborative sports rather than, I mean, I still remember, you know, girls being sent out on cross-country runs, and that's painful. I mean, even though athletics is my sport, I wouldn't send any girl out on a cross-country run, because it just sort of highlights the ones who are good and the ones who aren't so good. So it actually starts with much better play, and it needs to start not at age 10, but actually when they're babies, when they're toddlers. You know, dads spending a bit more time, you know, throwing balls at their children, kicking balls around, learning, I mean, we call it physical literacy, learning good skills. And if you learn good skills at 2 and 5 and 7, then it's not so painful when you get to 13, 14, when all the body image stuff kicks in.
And there is some research which suggests that if you start at an early age, then things like teenage pregnancy rates drop.
Yeah.
Among girls who do more sport, which seems extraordinary.
Well, girls who do 2 hours of physical activity every week are less likely to be teenage mums, are less likely to be in abusive relationships, are more likely to stay at school, more likely to have career goals. And that can be sort of 2 hours of absolutely anything. And, you know, no mum kind of grows up, you know, dreams of their teenage daughter being pregnant at 15.